Everybody out there,
get into
all
it.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that the White House is going to resume the student debt. And I guess it's been suspended since quite a while, January, I think.
Yeah, and that tuition freeze in the UW system actually ended this year. So we're getting ready to pick that up, too.
All right, so who do we have on the line?
First up, we've got Tom from L.A.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. Second is, being that we the people are the government, we have to decide what our priorities are in this country. And one of those priorities in our countries is the return on investment that we actually receive from educating a public with our tax dollars. It's not that they're getting free college. It's that we are deciding what it is that we want to put our tax dollars to. Do we want to put it towards the military-industrial complex, or do we want to put it towards an educated public? And we have to decide as a country what it is that we really want to do with our tax dollars. Second, the reason why Joe Biden has a little bit of issue on this is because when he was in Delaware, which was the contributions that he got from there, he made it impossible for people to discharge their student loans from bankruptcy. You can discharge everything else from your yourself, but you cannot discharge your student loans from bankruptcy.
So okay. That is correct.
Joe does have some a culpability there. Third, if Joe Biden were smart right now, what he would do, because he has the ability with executive authority, is one, he would immediately legalize marijuana. Two, he would go ahead and cancel student debt. If he did that, that would not only be good politics, it would be good policy. He would have people running to vote for Democrats. And
So the amount of students, people who would be impacted by that are about 45 million Americans. And so there are certainly 45 million Americans who will say that's great, but there's a lot more who would be all over him by saying, hey, you didn't dismiss, you know, health care debts, you know, or...
Yeah, but you can discharge health care debts through bankruptcy if you wanted to.
That's a great point, Tom, just as far as guarding against the sort of attacks that we could expect him to get. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, if he did make vanish, let's say $10,000 in debt per person, he'd be fairly insulated from the really bad blowback. I mean, there are answers to these questions. Why would you do this? You know,
either that, or if he has the ability to be able to take everyone's student loan to 3% interest rate, like it is in a Pell Grant, and they can get that paid off with a 3% interest loan, even that would have many people maybe who are not signed up right now to vote.
So let me ask you, Tom, they've got payday lending entities in this country that have criminally done some major damage, even to, they've got payday lending institutions on military installation bases, on college campuses, in urban centers across the nation.
Yep.
You would have to ask the question, why would they even allow that? But they do.
Of course they do.
Okay, so,
you want to know the truth? If they really want to know the truth, the people that are actually more regulated than any other group that's out there are actually pawnbrokers, believe it or not.
Yeah, they've got a limit on what they can charge.
And just the rules of
charge.
Yeah.
And you and I can only charge if there's something called usury. And if I loaned you some money, the most I can get is 33% interest. Mm-hmm. Anything above that is considered usury. There's a law for that, but there's no law against these other things. Come on. Hey, Tom, man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, man. Who do we have up next?
Up next, we've got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, what's going on, man?
Hey, yeah, you bring up usury. You look at these and all these credit card companies who can charge, you know, 25, 26, 27, whatever percentage it is, and they're only paying 1% on the money that they owe if they're paying that. Let's remember that. And let's not forget that, you know, Donald Trump, how much did the banks, you know, forgive him and his loans that because they weren't going to collect anything otherwise. And as far as for college tuition, I mean, let's remember that Paul Ryan got his education paid for by Social Security because his father had passed away. You know, when he was a young man, he collected Social Security right up to the time he graduated from college took advantage of that. And I'm saying that's a good program. I mean, but other countries have managed to find a way to pay for people's education. I mean, it's a value to our
country. That's my point. And this country could, too, if it wouldn't spend all that money on military.
It almost feels like they want us to be uneducated, unburdened.
Well, that's it.
Look at Scott Walker, what he tried to do to the Wisconsin idea. We're in our Constitution, in our laws, that it's written that the purpose of our educational system is to produce good citizens. And Walker didn't like that. He wanted it to change to provide workers Mm-hmm. I mean, all one needs to do is look at the world that they desire. I mean, I recommend that people look at the old Fritz Lang movie from back in like the 1930s. It's a silent movie called Metropolis, and their society is it really divided between the haves and.
Hey, Mark.
You still with us, Mark?
We lost him. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. You know, Evan, I wanted to. I didn't get a chance to. I guess you must have Mark back. So if you got Mark back, we'll. Okay. I really think that this, again, you hear Tom say we the people are the government, and he's always right with that, but we educated people, and I don't mean educated from a university. I mean educated on the power that we possess if we know how to utilize that power. They do all they can within their power to make sure we don't know that. Who do we have on the line, Evan?
All right. Up next, we've got Chris from Poinette.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm good. Thank you. Hey, I was just thinking about it, talking about the college cost and all that kind of thing. Anyways, it's kind of a double whammy. When I was growing up, I used to be able to get a job by just working the job for the agreed wage for the day, and then they decide if they want to keep you or not.
Yeah.
So that's a working interview.
Right.
Anyways, I got a lot of jobs that way. And then it came to be the, 2000s, where most places only looked at the applications that had a college degree on them.
Yeah, they started getting choosy, yeah.
Right, and then, that's pricing out the high school graduates, even for the lower-paying jobs, for the simple reason that these people had the ability to take orders and follow direction and complete a task proven for, 14, 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's a double whammy.
So when you say it's a double whammy, you mean having the college degree or not having
it? Well, having a college degree and only being able to find jobs that are available, that used to be available to high school graduates,
mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's kind of a double whammy.
Okay, my friend, thank you very much for the call. Let me get to this, Evan. I've been wanting to talk about this man, the tornadoes.
Yeah.
And what happened in Kentucky. Are you aware of what happened at the candle factory?
I am, yeah. We were glued to the screen, man, all night.
My
fair lady's mom lives down there. So we were watching it really carefully. But specifically this candle factory, yes.
Can you imagine people telling people who knew this was coming that employees that you couldn't leave?
You're going to lose your job if you go home.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to lose your job. And just go. I think about 8 or 10 people died when that building was leveled.
And that's not even the only one. You know, we had half a dozen deaths at the Amazon warehouse.
I know, but I don't know if they were told that they couldn't leave.
They were told they couldn't.
Oh, they were.
They couldn't even have their phones on the floor.
You know, I understand not being able to have phones on the floor. But what I don't understand is they knew this was coming. I don't know the owners, the people who were represented the owners. Management knew these things were coming. They had talked about this, couple days before. I remember seeing it on the maps as I'm watching the maps right now.
You literally said it on the show, if I'm not mistaken, that you mentioned something about tornado weather in December and how outrageous that was. Yes.
Yeah, I talked about it. Because you could see it, you knew it was coming. But now all of those people the strong storm's coming again. But for companies, and there was this eerie recording by a woman who was on her phone, and she was in the dark and she was pent down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard it.
It's dreadful, man.
Yeah. And she had, she was keeping the morale of others who were in full panic up during that time. But those people wanted to go home, man. And the candle factory managers wanted to keep them there.
Yeah, got to get this work done, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's a holiday, and they want to sell candles. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a high time.
Yeah, but you
have to think that there's something wrong in a society that devalues the human being, and that's one of our biggest problems in this country.
Clearly, it's sort of around what we're talking about. Yes.
These things have more value than people. And money and profit.
Yeah.
Has more value than people. And I don't care, man. You know, well, it's my investment. Okay. So you invested money and people decided to work for you. It shouldn't be at the expense of their lives. We overcame those types of times, you know, back in the early or late 60s when they created OSHA.
And let's be real, man. They could have kept that workforce safe, and it would not have shown up on that balance sheet at the end of the year.
No, man, but that's why they created OSHA.
Yeah.
Because of corporations that were taking advantage of the employees. But it was Ronald Reagan who came in and destroyed OSHA and the power that OSHA had. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, man. Heartbreaking. The buildings were leveled. You don't even know what they are anymore. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.